210, and we're back again. What's up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Study Music Podcast. They just keep coming. God damn. On this episode of Ye Old Podcast, we're going to be shining the light on a dope submission that came in from a dude whose project is called Dust Wraps the Blues. And what made this one stand out, I was happy to find a dope, creative, unique, original-sounding hip-hop rap song in the pile of submissions. It's not that they don't ever come in. In fact, we get a lot of hip-hop and rap submissions, but the problem is that everybody's just kind of trying to sound like everybody else or copy what's hot. Damn. The dogs just tore up the house. But everybody in the rap sphere is kind of trying to sound like everybody else. And man, the demo pile just echoes that sentiment to the umph degree. So this one was a refreshing one to take a listen to. Continuing the theme of artists that are mixing a lot of genres and coming up with something new and unique. That's the kind of stuff that we've been featuring this season so far on the podcast. And this fella Dust and his blues, hip hop, rock, funk hybrid project, Dust Wraps the Blues. This is a good example of that. It's just a super creative. It's very like bluesy and sort of Midwest down south, but then at the same time it's very hip-hoppy. It's got like super precision scratches and like turntable work to tell a good, the beat's like just a neck snapper. It's a upbeat, fun, dancey, you know, but at the same time it's sort of got that organic grit to it. So just overall great listen. Solid rapper, cool chorus. Yeah, can't say enough good stuff about it. Dust Wraps the Blues, Married to My Shotgun, an appropriate drop for the day after Valentine's Day. All right, let's give it a listen. I'm gonna stop blabbing. Let's do it.
Bad thing I've ever done. It feels good to not love. The Ku Klux wouldn't even point in my hood. And that's on Grand Whistle. Strand tip, but them brands bigger. So he jam niggas. No proof, so it's bland liquor. I mean, damn, nigga. How you beef with your man's nigga? He can try that fly shit over here, but he land quicker. That's why they too and loose in my lucid grip. Or keeping music shit, cause I don't know what else to do with this. Armani White, boom, okay. Shit. 23 stupid. It's yada, yada, yada. Fuck the rest of you.
Song, I lose on. If my first song don't hit them, my second one will.
All right, so that's what's up. Married to My Shotgun with Dust Raps the Blues. Just dropped today on Spotify. Just get up in that search bar, type Dust Raps the Blues. You'll be able to find it real easy. Add it to your playlists and all that. Good stuff. And don't forget to hit the like and the save buttons on whatever platform you're at. That kind of stuff helps artists a lot in the algorithms and you know, all the behind the scenes data and shit that makes the streaming services go around. So yeah, always remember to like and add to playlists and stuff like that with your favorite artists and new shit that you're digging, especially newer artists. These are the people that need your support and your help. And yeah, so that is that. That track, and just listening to it again now, it just gives me like heavy like Brother Ali vibes, like the early Brother Ali albums, the first few there that were you know, with the Ant production and yeah, just the vocal tone and the cadence of the rhyme kind of just echoes like Rhymesayers Midwest type of stuff to me. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next from the Dust Raps the Blues project. So once again, if you're trying to find Dust Raps the Blues on social media, that's it, at Dust Raps the Blues, DustRapsThe Blues. So give them a follow. Like I said, the track is out now. Just dropped fresh this week. Add it to your playlists. Yada, yada, yada. And if we're not already connected, find us on social media at Study Music Group. Follow us. We'll follow you back. Shoot us a message. We might just shoot you a message back. So anyways, that is going to do it for the single spotlight today. If you are in the greater New York area, Lucky Louie Blues Co. has a show coming up on the 20th at Mercury Lounge, and they are going to have support from a band called G Natural. I think tickets are $10 via Live Nation and Ticketmaster, you know, or any of those Scalpy, get your tickets, secondhand kind of places. I don't know. There's like 100 websites selling tickets. So anyways, look that up. Lucky Louie Blues Co., Mercury Lounge, New York City. And if you'd like to learn more about the podcast, check us out at studymusicgroup.com/podcast. And I think that's going to be it for today. And we're going to be back with some more chats and mixes in the coming few episodes. So, we will catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up, yo. Oh, yeah, that's what's up, yo. Oh, yeah, that's what's up. You're a young one, too, and you coming different, you know what I mean? You ain't talking about being on the block, sipping this and doing that, you know? So, that's what's up.
Go ahead, Heather, what you got?
See, he from that school of Rankin, you know what I mean? So, he's fast on his feet. You know, it ain't too many, 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 you know, it ain't too many. Too many.
Yes, I like to use a lot of old school terminology too.
I don't look at it as old school though. Yeah. Like that's just what we came up speaking.
Committed to turning out as much of it as possible for the people who like it. It's there if you like it. If you don't like it, there's all those other names on the list.
What a great attitude. That's neat.
It's called rational thinking. Yeah, I know. It was phased out with the Republican administration.